Another important part of social change is gratitude. But not just social change. Gratitude is very necessary to sustain the kind of spiritual consciousness that nonviolent communication tries to support. Because when we know how to express and receive gratitude in a certain way, it gives us enormous energy to sustain our social change efforts, but to sustain it through the beauty of what can be, rather than out of an attempt to conquer evil forces. I first got a heavy dose of how important gratitude could be by working with a powerful social change group in Iowa, a feminist group, and I was admiring what they had been getting done, and I felt honored that they wanted me to show them how nonviolent communication might help them in their social change efforts. But one thing was driving me a little batty in my 3 days with them. Each day they would stop at least a couple times to express gratitude, to celebrate things that they wanted to celebrate. And at that time, I was so preoccupied by how much needed to be done in the world that this was very frustrating to me, to stop a meeting and just give celebration. We've got so much racism, sexism, all of these things, they need to change. And so I was kind of preoccupied so much with what needed to be done that I didn't see much room for celebration. So on the third evening, after our work was done, I was having dinner with the leader of this group. She said, "What was it like working with our organization?" And I said, "Well, to tell you the truth, I admire very much what you folks are getting done. It was a pleasure to be here. One thing that was a little awkward for me was how often you stop and celebrate and give thanks, and I'm just not used to that." And she said, "Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Marshall. There's something I wanted to talk to you about. Aren't you worried about any social change effort that's just so preoccupied with how horrible things are that you come from that energy rather than reminding yourself constantly of the beautiful side of life?" And so that's why we do gratitude in our social change efforts. We want to all along, even though we know there's so much to be done, we want to really stop and give gratitude to whatever people are doing that is really supporting what we're working toward. And that started me thinking of how much my consciousness was shaped by how bad things are and how much they need to happen, and how much even in my social change efforts, this then was creating me being a pretty scary guy, so intent. And from that point to the moment, which has been about 30 years now, I have been working very hard to build in the expression of gratitude into our training in nonviolent communication, to see how it can sustain our living in harmony with our spiritual values. Because the more we express and receive gratitude in a certain way, the more it reminds us of the spirituality that nonviolent communication tries to support. As I've said, our spirituality that we're trying to support is to make people conscious moment by moment that we human beings, our purpose in life comes from compassionate giving, compassionate service. There's nothing more wonderful than exercising our power in the service of life. That's a manifestation of our divine energy within us, that is our greatest joy, to use our efforts in the service of life. So we show people how to express and receive gratitude in nonviolent communication in a way that has that effect, that helps us to sustain our lives in harmony with that spirituality.